When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, April 22nd. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks jumped on Monday, bouncing back after last week's dismal performance. The S&P 500 broke a six-day streak of losses, gaining 43 points by the end of the day. The NASDAQ advanced 169 points, and the Dow Jones Industrials added 254 points to close at 38,240. Easing tensions between Israel and Iran helped restore some market confidence. But investors have some tests in the coming days, as more than 30% of S&P 500 companies are set to report first quarter results this week, according to FactSet. Among individual stocks, shares of Verizon fell nearly 4.7% after its first quarter revenue fell short of analysts' expectations. The company says revenue from past price increases were offset by a drop in wireless equipment upgrades. Tesla stock fell almost 3.5% as the electric automaker cut prices in China. The company is down almost 40% this year and is the second worst performer in the S&P 500. Tesla is set to release first quarter earnings tomorrow. Artificial intelligence standouts were among the stocks that bounced back Monday. Alphabet added almost 1.5%. And chipmaker NVIDIA gained 4.3% after its biggest one-day decline on record. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.